Hello all, hope you are doing better than the best in your life. In these most interesting times, this message should lift your spirits, if they need lifting of course, because it's all about the splendid value of books you read, the thought you think about and the people you are surrounded with and the action you take. Hi, this is author Vijayanand and you are listening to my podcast, My 8 Secrets, a step to read, understand and remember a book. Books have enriched, upgraded and saved my life. When all was well, great books strengthened my creativity, artistry, productivity and jubilation. When things were hard, they delivered hope, guided my way and offered a literary lighthouse that helped me navigate through rough seas. I thought it might bring you reward if I walked you through my process around receiving the knowledge from the books. So let's go one by one. Step first, continuous learning is the great battle proofer. The single finest way to lead your field is to increase your skills relentlessly. You truly want to become so good at what you do that no one else in the world can do what you do. That's not about being naturally gifted. It's all about reading every relevant book you can get your hands on so you grow into a genius master of your craft. Step 2. Buy more books than you can ever read. Investing in a book is reaching for your promise. I buy more books than I know I will read in my lifetime. It makes me happy to get a book, gives me hope, activates my energy and allow me to assemble a library that will be a legacy for my near and dear ones and for the people who will be connected with me, even I'll not be around on this planet. Step 3. Go for range and challenge. I purchase books on productivity, metaphysics, history, psychology, emotional healing, keeping positive energy intact, executing on high value targets, scaling a business, motivating people and on the lives of great human beings, his autobiography of course, and definitely read works that push you to think differently so you can produce uniquely. Step 4. Read the table of contents. That really necessary to navigate through the book in a shorter span of time. When I pick up a book, I study the front and back cover. That is the first thing I do. Then I scan the table of contents to get a sense of how the flow of the book looks like. Next, I block out a clear space of time and clean up all distractions. I read with deep focus, not just to snack on the content, but to fetch out the real meaning so I can understand it and apply it. Because building a content snacking brain will yield a snacking sort of, it will not be a long-term game. Step 5. Highlight and take notes. When I read slowly and deliberately. I highlight generally with a red flit marker or any other color if available. Yes, you can even highlight the ebook, and yes, you can use even audiobook, which has definitely helped me so well for decades. I also make notes in the margins of the pages and do diagrams on those few pages at the end that publisher leave blank. Live and breathe your experience with the book. Let it change your thought process. Let it soak into your thought process and goes up to your soul level. Step 6. Follow your moods. On some days, I'm in the mood for a book that will kickstart my priority game, that is my A game. On the other days, I wish to read fiction or poetry. I am not dogmatic about what I read. Instead, I allow the muse to lead me into what I need to learn or enjoy. Step 7. Download your notes. On finishing a book, I write out the best insights in my journal. What you capture becomes the part of your strong memory. Step 8. Decode the lessons. Finally, I take the notes and make them into game charts and dream seeds. I crunch the information and build them into clear plans and implementation steps. Then I get to work on them. Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you like the content and if you are able to relate with the content, share with 3 of your friends. Love you. God bless you. Thank you.